The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody good. That's the whole league. Everybody good.
You make it to the league, you good.
Good.
Everybody in some capacity. Good.
No. People be underestimating that shit. But they got that, you watch like a lot of YouTube shit. They got like all the, I don't even know how you would say it, like low budget NBA players. Like people you only know if you a diehard fan.
Yeah, yeah, I get
like when they go to the gym and they find people who be talking shit in the comments and they bust their ass.
What's the white boy that used to play for the Celtics?
Scalabrine.
Yeah, they call him the white mama and people like, oh, he only averaged 2 minutes a game, he sucks. Now this dude went into a gym and wiped the floor with everybody.
Everybody in there.
Like he looked like Jordan.
He got a cult following though.
Yeah, he does. He does. Like, it's a lot of dudes like that in the NBA, though. Like, you go,
you know, fan favorites.
Fan favorites, and then it's like, if you're a basketball nerd, it's like, yeah, this is my guy, but he only averaged like 15 minutes a game. Like old boy, like from the Celtics that just got hurt, wasn't it? Robert Williams.
Yeah.
Like he was nice this year before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Everybody know LeBron and KD and Giannis.
Of course.
But, yeah, everybody know them, but so.
It's a cold world, man.
It's a cold world.
I know sports is your forte.
I try, you know.
That's how you got into all this, right?
Yeah. I mean, I learned very quickly. I was not going to be an athlete. I learned very quickly I was not going to be Michael Jordan.
Man, it took me a while before I gave up on my athlete dream. I got hit one day, though, at football practice. I was like, I'm good at other stuff.
See, I always wanted to play football, and it's going to sound dumb as shit, because it is. I was always afraid of like getting hit and then I wouldn't be able to get my helmet off because I'm claustrophobic.
What?
Yeah, it was the dumbest thing in the world. My mom always asked me, because I grew up in a football family. My grandfather was a football coach. She was like, Justin, why ain't you never want to play football? I was scared of the helmet. I was like claustrophobic. And that was the only reason. Then I was like, oh, this shit really just come off like that. I never played football because I always played basketball. So,
man, you missed some great fun.
Man, I did. I did.
Football is where you find out who really a bitch at school.
Nah, like, I remember coming up in high school, like, my school had, like, this big rivalry with Petersburg High School. I went to this school called Matoka. And, like, we would all be we see each other at the mall every weekend and, right. you know, at the arcade and whatnot. And then sometimes fights would happen at the mall and be like, oh, yeah, we got y'all next Friday. We're going to whoop y'all ass. You would really see who would be fighting and who would be like, you know what, nah, I'm going to chill because I ain't trying to go across the middle on this dude.
Oh, man, that was the most fun.
Oh, man, look, you get caught across the middle?
Yeah, especially when you catch the ball and then you truck the motherfucker who trying to hit you. Like, because their whole objective mm-hmm. is to hit you while you're not looking.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes it look like
oh yeah,
it's way more impactful than it is. But if you, like, every team got that one motherfucker mm-hmm. on there that's built like that.
Oh, yeah.
That can't nobody hit, can't nobody mm-hmm. So as long as you identify who that is early.
Yeah.
But it can happen at any moment.
It can happen at any moment. It can happen to anybody. Like, my boys would tell me all the time, like, this happened after high school, but it was like, everybody want that one hit, especially if you a linebacker or a safety or something like that. You remember when Sean Taylor almost killed the punter in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants that hit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now you can't really hit like that no more because the game has changed. But like, nah, like, my boy told me one time he got hit so hard running across the middle, he was like tense. I thought I was being born again. I ain't know where I was. Like, because he looked up. It was a night game, and all he saw was just like a white light. He was like, huh, this is either the end or this is the beginning.
Right.
I don't know which one it is, but I have no clue. He was like, I ain't know where I was for the next three quarters. He still played, which is probably, right. which is an issue, but, you know, yeah, you find out who's a bitch and who's...
Yeah, you definitely yeah, find out what they made
for
of.
For sure.
But... It's a gladiator sport.
What position you play?
I played like corner and safety and nickel and shit like that.
Oh, so that
I was just playing any position really.
I knew it. That's why you're so good at talking shit, cause you was a DB.
Yeah, I was talking shit, yeah. whatever. Like mm-hmm. I would be on the scout team talking shit.
Like, as you should. Keep the same energy
man,
at all times.
I just had to be doing something, mm-hmm. bro. Like,
cause look, you may run by me, but you ain't gonna like out joke me. Like
right.
I'm gonna get under your skin somehow, some way.
Right. So, and however I'm coming like that every time.
Exactly.
They gonna know that.
Yeah.
You gotta earn your respect, bro.
Yeah.
And you're talking about like blindside hits.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the dirty shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's really, you can really put your name out there.
What would be going through your mind right before a blindside hit?
Ooh. Oh my goodness. Like we're talking about, we playing like safety or some shit.
Yeah.
And you see them coming on the post and they just looking inside. I'm lining that shit straight up. I'm talking about a textbook tackle. Straight across the body. Right. I'm going right there. Like you see this
yeah.
pose, like you
yeah.
gotta hit like right there. I'm getting my angle together.
You trying to hit like lead
yes,
with this show?
Because I'm trying to put some pad in it too, because
uh-huh.
I want it to be loud.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be like, damn!
So you said it took a minute for you to realize like, all right, well, I ain't going to
oh, UGA. You were that day?
Yeah, what was that day? We was like,
oh,
you know
man.
What? I gotta retire.
It was actually, this is the thing about playing football. When you go from ninth grade to 10th grade, that's like from ninth grade football to varsity.
Mm-hmm.
But you start varsity football at the end of ninth grade.
Yep.
So it's like...
The game a little faster.
It's a lot faster. These motherfuckers been working out 3 years straight. They on creatine
mm-hmm.
and everything. So one day I was playing corner on this side, right? I was playing front left corner. And the quarterback did an option where he came out,
mm-hmm.
faked the pass, and took off running the other way.
Ah, damn.
The other side. So as I'm coming across the field,
yeah.
the fucking tight end is coming across the field also. I'm looking at the quarterback.
Oh, God.
Man, the fucking tight end hit me and broke all the snaps on the side of my helmet. Sending a nigga flying. I was like...
He was like, well,
goosh.
I had a good run.
And then I got up and the coach was like, are you okay?
You all right? You know where you are?
I had a big clump of dirt stuck in my helmet. He crashed the shit out of me on that one.
Man.
That was the one day I was like... This ain't it, bro.
Man, for me, in basketball, you remember it was like my basketball career ended early. I knew I was like, all right, I got a much better chance to be Stuart Scott than Michael Jordan after this. So you remember it was like 97
mm.
when Jordan had the
flu game. Basketball in 97.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, everybody played.
And, you know, Jordan had the flu game.
Yeah.
I put flu game because... I ain't never known a person to catch the flu in June.
Yeah, he was just drunk.
I thoroughly believe it was the hangover game. And to be quite honest with you, that's not a knock on Mike. I think it's even more impressive.
If you did it drunk, fuck the flu.
Yeah.
Like, he gonna come, I mean, he might catch wind of this and be like, all right, I was drunk.
You ain't catching wind drunk.
He was on that tequila.
Look, man, Vegas was a 45-minute flight from Salt Lake City.
The crazy part is Scotty probably drunk more than him that night.
Dennis drank more than all of them.
He wasn't the drunkest one. He just didn't eat.
Yeah, that's the thing. Hey, if you're trying to blame it was bad pizza. Like, no, it wasn't. Look, I know them yellow eyes, Mike.
Exactly.
You ain't getting yellow eyes from pizza.
And he was like, smoking cigars all night, too.
Look, I get it. And look, Jalen Rose has subscribed to this theory as well, so I'm not alone in this. We are not alone. We are a party of three. It was the hangover game, and that was more impressive than the flu.
Hey, man, you heard it here first. Mike was drunk. We gonna put it out. He ain't gonna do shit to us. Drunk ass. Yeah, look, you tricked us as kids. We thought you was the GOAT. Look, but now you really the GOAT because you did it
you,
drunk.
You really the GOAT because you did it drunk.
It was one of them drunks where you can't come down. You gotta keep drinking.
You gotta keep going because the moment you stop. And look, to Mike's credit, he dropped 40 that game. He dropped 40 drunk. In a must-win game on the road.
Drunk.
Side tied 2-2.
This how you know he was drunk, because he hugged Scotty. Then after watching the documentary, he ain't even fuck with Scotty like that.
Boy, that documentary had people pissed. The same way the whole Winning Time joint got people pissed now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
They telling the truth on this shit.
Look, man, that joint is mad entertaining to me.
Yeah.
I be watching, I'm like, I get it. It's TV. It's a dramatization. And I get it, Jerry West. You don't like it.
The thing about it is they didn't put enough in there. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's too specific.
Yeah,
they couldn't put all the shit in there.
Nah, you can't put it all in there. And it's already got renewed for a season two. So there's a lot of people watching that joint. And look, Kareem hate it.
Now they picked the right team, though, because it's like,
oh, yeah.
They got the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah.
Think of the team that was terrible that year, the shit they had going on. That's the documentary you want to see.
The 1980 Detroit Pistons before Isaiah Thomas and all them. Yeah.
84 Milwaukee Bucks.
The 95 Vancouver Grizzlies.
They were doing ecstasy at halftime.
Look, you remember
they drafted Big Country.
Dog, Big Country.
Was the franchise?
Big Country. At least the jerseys was fire. You remember what's his name? Artest, he said it himself. He used to drink Hennessy at halftime.
I believe him.
And I believe every single syllable.
20 pounds just from not drinking.
Damn. He did? Look, what? Well, Artest, that's another one they could do a mini series on. That flu game. That flu game.
Drunk game.
Drunk game. Had me believing. I was like, you know what? I drink Gatorade. I eat Wheaties.
Right now.
Look. Look, they told me I could be like Mike if I do this. Mike played with the flu. God damn it, I'm gonna play with the flu. So, my brother and I, we shared a room growing up. And I'm like, yo, Aunt, don't tell Mom. I'm cutting the fan on and I'm cracking the window. He was like, but it's like 30 degrees outside. But like, nah, I need to be sick so I can play like Mike. I got sick. I got benched the entire second half. I ain't sniffed 40 points. I was like 0-8. I ain't even hit the rim. I was turning the ball over. And my mom was like, "Why? How'd you get so sick?" I ain't say anything. My brother did.
You just ain't that smart.
Nah.
Nah, because you thought you'd get claustrophobia wearing a helmet.
Yeah,
I tried to get the flu.
Yeah, to play like Mike. I like to think that I've wisened up a little bit over the last 25 years.
You know what? Let me start this shit now. Black Marvin again. Damn it. I can't believe you for that.
Hey, man, look. It's a safe space. I'm just being open and honest. It's like, it ain't going to always, you know, work in my favor.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, man, the black market is open, okay? And you do not need the flu to be great at nothing. Let me check my sad notes, man. I got some info about you over
okay.
here.
Okay, all right. Let me see.
Well, I do know this is your second book.
Yeah. It's the second one. I wrote Dwayne Wade's photographic memoir that came out last year.
The photographic memoir.
Yeah,
but... for those of you who don't know, we got my man Justin Tinsley in here with us today. World-renowned author, commentator.
Hey, look, he called me world-renowned, so I'm world-renowned. That's going on my LinkedIn.
This goes out to the whole world.
Yeah, this is going on my LinkedIn.
Yeah, world-renowned.
Yeah, world-renowned.
They're saying a lot of good things about you.
Hey, look, I'm trying to keep it that way.
Plus, you're doing it for the culture, man. You're doing, it's all a dream. You got a whole biography right here.
Yeah.
Definitely need that.
Yeah, man.
Catch us up.
Man.
How did you get here?
Bro, like,
what was the start?
The crazy thing is, I'm almost a deleted email away from not sitting on this couch with you, because it's like fall 2019, and I'm just deleting emails, like spam emails and shit. I get one, and the subject line says, Biggie Smalls biography, you know, interest or something like that. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, and come to find out, it was from the guy who eventually became my editor on the book. His name is Jameson, and he works at Abrams Books out of Manhattan. And he was like, yo, I'm looking to commission somebody to write a book on Biggie ahead of what would have been, you know, his 50th birthday next month, May 2022. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. He was like, would you want to write it? And I'm like, it seems odd because everything I knew about the process is I come to you with an idea and you either green light it or pass on it. And I wrote up a quick pitch and it was like, yeah, we want you to write the book. Signed a contract in like January 2020. And I'm like,
get that deposit
shit.
Money.
Mm-hmm. That check cleared. That was the biggest check I ever had in my life, at least at one time, you know? And I was like, ah, man, this shit is lit. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go to New York. I'm gonna chill in Brooklyn for a couple of weeks. I'm gonna go to Atlanta, cause you know, he had ties down here. I'm gonna go to LA, he had ties out there. I'm gonna just travel the country, just writing a book. Like, ah, man, this is like a dream. Then March 2020 happened.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know.
I know what happened in March.
Yeah, we all know what happened with March. And to make a long story short, I just basically had to do all my research, all my interviews via Zoom. I couldn't go anywhere. And I was just like, it was daunting at first, to be honest with you, Los. Like, it's Biggie Smalls. Like,
right.
It ain't exactly some unknown musician. Like, everybody know Biggie Smalls. And I'm like, what the hell can I say new about this dude that would make people want to read it? And I ain't gonna lie to you, there was plenty of nights where I would just be like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Like, I gotta write 100,000 words on this. And like, this shit probably gonna suck. Like, I don't know, but
the doubt kicked in.
Yeah, that doubt, man. Like, doubt is crippling.
Yeah.
And if you allow yourself to stay in there, it could ruin your entire career. It can mess up personal relationships. It can mess up bags. And I'm like, nah, I like getting the bag. So let me figure out a way to get myself out of this. And I did. And I'm definitely pleased with the final product of it, man. I think people are gonna read it. And it's not just, you know, sold some drugs, made some great music, beef with Tupac, and then died in a tragic manner. Like, sure, yeah.
A lot of life happened in between.
Yeah, dog, like, to tell a story about somebody's life, you just can't talk about their life. You know what I mean? It ain't just like he just jumped off a stoop and sold drugs as like a 14, 15-year-old kid in Brooklyn. It's like, this dude was born into a war that he didn't even know existed, which was the war on drugs. And like, so we go back to like Richard Nixon passing legislation that made it easier to imprison people for like 15, 20 years for a small amount of drugs. And like all of these things played into like who Christopher Wallace was and who Biggie eventually became. So I try to focus more on that than opposed to just the salacious or the sexy headlines, because they're in there, but it's far more than that.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, man.
What did it feel like seeing it in the physical form at this point?
Bro, so this ain't funny, but it is. So in like September of last year, they started sending me like the early versions of it. It was like paperback. And so they sent me like 10 copies in like a box. And like whoever it was, FedEx, Amazon, I can't remember who it was. They dropped it off on my porch. And I was in a meeting, and my wife, she was taking a shower, and like, so we got like the security cameras like on our doorbells so you can see who's there. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, my books came. So she opened the door and she was like, I don't see a box here. I'm like, I just saw him drop the box off. Bro, we look on the camera. We live in a transitioning neighborhood, nice people there. Dude came and took the whole box. Took the whole box. I don't know if he thought it was like some shoes in there or if it was like a gaming system. I ain't know who it was. So I go across the street to my man's, who he's been living in the neighborhood for years. He was like, yo, let me see the video. He showed me the video. And 5 minutes later, I get a knock on my door and I show the video to another person and they tell me who it is. Them books was gone. He threw them books away because he was somebody who used to live in the neighborhood, and obviously he had fallen on hard times, and he's a guy that, like, he just tries to make money however he can. And so, you know, I was pissed about it at first. I was like, damn, man, he got a chance to hold my book before I did. But I started to learn about, like, his backstory, and I'm like, well, damn, man, whatever his intentions were, I hope he's all right.
You ought to write a book about his book still in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then have him deliver it. And then when you see it.
He was like, a book? He was like, books?
So this what y'all think about me?
Yeah. I'm going to call it September, whatever day it was.
Like, right, put his name on there and be like, book still in there.
Yeah, I should have thanked him in the liner notes. But, to hold it. Like, it's one thing to see it, like, in a Google Doc. It's another thing to, you know, see it come back from the editor with all the edits. But it's another thing to, like, hold it in your hand. I would imagine it's like if you're an artist and you're working on your debut album, and especially back during the days when it was, like, cassettes and CDs, you could actually hold it. That's what I would imagine is the closest feeling to, because it's something that, especially your debut album, like, you live your entire life creating that. And although this isn't my life, I put a lot of my life into it, because I got memories of Big going as far back when I was, like, in, what, second, third grade, you know, sneaking and listening to, like, the unedited version of Ready to Die, and, you know, singing One More Chance. And my mom was like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, none. Exactly. And you know, you just got memories to it. And we're all, especially within rap and in this culture, man, like, we're all deeply connected to it because we all got memories to it. We all got, like, yo, I remember where I was in life when this song came out. I remember walking into a party in high school and, you know, the girl I wanted to dance with, you know, I danced with her to this song. So, like, music is way more than just sounds over a beat, man. It's just like, part of the best music is part of your soul on wax. Mm-hmm. And that's, I hope this what this book is for a lot of people as well.
Where can they pick it up?
Man, you can pick it up anywhere books are sold, including the dude who stole my early copies of my book. If you ever know where he is.
He around the neighborhood?
Yeah, I haven't seen him since, but they
say. Because he know he wrong.
Mm-hmm, he know he wrong.
You had to run up on him like, yo, I need them books, man.
I need them. He was probably pissed when he started with books, too.
He was.
Yeah, he was like, books? Book, anyways.
Can't sell no damn book.
Right. I can't sell, especially not these.
Fuck literature.
Right, that's exactly what he said. But no, you can get it anywhere, like Amazon, Books A Million, Black-owned bookstores. I've been trying to push those a lot.
We know a few.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to push it to all of those. And just, like, I tell, a couple of my homeboys hit me up. They was like, yo, Justin, like, we want to support, but, bro, I ain't read a book since high school. And I was like, don't worry about it. They got audio books for that now. They read to you.
Nah, yeah. Read the damn book.
Look, I don't care. I don't care. Just pre-order it. Pre-order it.
Sit it on the coffee table.
Yeah, look, do what you got to do. Like, it ain't going nowhere, so.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. My man.
Hey.
World-renowned artist.
You heard it.
Get the book. I'm taking this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm keeping this one, so I ain't gotta wait.
Nah, that's yours, man.
Is the illest. Mm-hmm. What's your social media, man? What's your next project you got coming up? Are you in the book game now?
Yeah. I'm trying to. I haven't decided what the second book is gonna be. I'm on a 2-book contract with my current publisher, so it's a matter of thinking about what I want it to be. I know I would love to. I just shouted my man out with his AI shirt. Like, you talk about a book I would love to write? I would love to write Allen Iverson's autobiography.
I'm about to get with you. I got a book idea.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it, man. No, what y'all got going on here, and I'm not even just saying it because I'm sitting on this set right now. Like, this shit is mad important. Like,
I
look at this as, like, the same way my mom and grandma looked at Oprah every day at 4 o'clock.
Oh, shit, we done got up there.
Yeah.
Black Oprah status.
Yeah. Nah, this shit is that important, man, and I love everything that y'all got going on. Y'all are so important, man. To sit on this couch, I mean, this, like, the third most popular couch. It's like Martin's couch, and then it's the couch from season 1 of The Wire. That's how important it is to me. And I'm, I
I told promise you, we hover at the third spot.
See?
we safe. Long as we stay top three, we good.
Look, man, y'all are important, man, and y'all just highlighting just so many parts of our community, whether it's, you know, entrepreneurs, whether it's authors, whether it's, you know, whatever, the educators. Like, y'all give people a platform that honestly otherwise really wouldn't have to be themselves.
Right.
You know, because we can go other places and try to get promotion, but like, man, we spent the first, what, 5-6 minutes talking about truck sticking people in football. Exactly. Like, I can't do that everywhere. Like,
nah, man, and that's what this whole platform is about, man. Yeah. It's just, you know, getting some exposure inside of our community and letting people take to what they want to take to, just to let them know there's more options of us out there.
Look, and we greatly appreciate y'all, so thank you for real, man.
Hey, man, anytime you got anything going on, stop through the Black Market.
Hey, you already know.
85 South, Justin Tinsley. The Black Market is open. Unemployment. Let's get a photo. Hold them up, man. 3, 2, 1.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.